Pronunciación. More on stress and the written accent. El acento escrito y los verbos. You have learned that the written accent is an important factor in the spelling of some verbs. You know that in the case of the preterite, for example, a missing accent can change the meaning of the verb. Listen to the following pairs of words. Habló, hablo. Hablé, hablé. El acento escrito. The written accent also is important in maintaining the original stress of a word to which syllables have been added. In the word jóvenes, for example, the written accent maintains the stress of the singular word joven, even though another syllable has been added. Listen to the pronunciation of the following pairs of words. Examen, exámenes. Volumen, volúmenes. Sometimes, the reverse will be true. A word that has a written accent will lose the accent when a syllable is added. Compare inglés and ingleses. This happens because the new word receives the stress naturally. That is, it follows the rules of stress. Listen to the pronunciation of the following pairs of words. Portugués, portugueses. Dirección, direcciones. Alemán, alemanes. El acento diacrítico. You have probably noticed that when a pair of words is written the same but has different meanings, sometimes one of the words is accented. This accent is called a diacritical accent. There is no difference in pronunciation between the two words. Listen to the following pairs of words, noting the differences in meaning. Uno, mi, mi. Dos, tú, tú. Tres, él, él. Cuatro, sí, sí. Cinco, se, se. Seis, de, de. Siete, te, te. Ocho, que, que.